All members have an ambition for the long-term progression of Donegal to do the major capital projects, support tourism, support jobs, support enterprise, and keep that going and improve the towns and villages. And that's good for Donegal. And it's a good, it's good for us as a staff as well to have a elected council supports that. That bodes well for Donegal.
The capital budget has also been passed, and the capital budget's an important one because it looks over 3 years. There's a lot more money involved. There's a lot more strictures in terms to, as you say, of national funding and so on and so forth. Important that that's passed.
Yeah, the capital project, in fact, that's the part that really transformed Donegal. When those big capital projects are delivered, even though some of them and people complain it takes a long time, there's a 3-year plan today, probably over ambitious, but we want to be ambitious. It's a lot of money to spend, and then we have a long pipeline of projects there, and from our RDF, URDF, the TNT projects, the roads, bridges, many, many projects there that'll see huge development in Donegal, along with the tourism projects they're looking to transform, along with the Wild Atlantic Way. There's so many there, I wouldn't name them all, but it's where we want to be. And then we have co-funding, of course, to raise for that. And we're always pressing government for relaxations there to support counties like Donegal that were underinvested for many years. And now we're trying to catch up.